Thanks, Chris. Half-time here at Murrayfield. It's been quite an entertaining game. Aberdeen 0, Hearts 0. It claims for a penalty early on for the Dons as Rooney tried to convert May's cross. Aberdeen's fluid formation was certainly causing problems for the Jam Tarts, with players getting pulled out of position. Derek McInnes's men knocking the ball about very well, creating openings and dominating possession without seriously testing the keeper. Hearts, though, tested Lewis on the half hour. He did well to keep out Walker's 20-yard free kick, then made a brilliant save from Goncalves's low drive to turn the ball behind. Aberdeen came close when Christie burst into the box, only to drag his effort just wide, and McLean let fly from fully 30 yards. His effort was deflected for a corner. Lewis at the other end pulled off another superb stop to tip Walker's chip over the bar. Then just before half time, Logan's shot was blocked by McLaughlin. So no goals, Phil, but a few exciting moments.
Absolutely. I think it's been a very entertaining half on the whole, both sides looking threatening. But I'd say in terms of going forward, I think Aberdeen have probably shaded it, but like you said, just haven't really tested at the other end. Hearts quite similar, they just seem to go to pieces in the 6-yard box, but also, as you mentioned, Joe Lewis has had a fine game so far, and hopefully he doesn't have to get called into action many more times in the game.
Yeah, how big a worry will that be for Derek McInnes? Because like we've said, they have knocked the ball about well, but it just seems to be that final ball, that final pass, just seems to be a bit lacking, or the final effort on goal.
I don't think he'll be too concerned. I mean, it's an unfamiliar stadium. We'll be shooting towards our own fans in the second half. And he's got options on the bench. You know, we spoke about the likes of Mackay Stevens and Greg Stewart. So they are players that can come on and change games. And, you know, Scott Wright hasn't had much opportunities to run at his man. Ryan Christie maybe more so at his side of the pitch. So it is about just building momentum in the game. And hopefully one chance and the game is won. And we have match winners in the team to get that.
For all Aberdeen's territorial domination, Phil, it's been Aberdeen's keeper, Joe Lewis, who's come to the rescue a couple of times. Two quite outstanding saves.
Yeah, he's been the saviour on a number of occasions, and Hearts really have tested him more than we have tested McLaughlin. So, I mean, he's showing his worth. You know, he was worthy of the new deal that he was given earlier in the year. So, I think we've spoken at length in previous matches just about the contribution he makes to the game and the reassurance that the Dons defence gets from having him in the side. And once again, he's having another fine game.
It's all to play for here at Murrayfield. It's Hearts 0, Aberdeen 0.